101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It is a pleasure to be back on the airwaves this week and to be here with you. I always look forward to spending another hour of the week with you every Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. for over a year now, believe it or not. The show's been going on for... It's March 2nd, so that... I believe our first episode... was January 5th, 2021. So it's been 14 months now. A year and 2 months. That's always bothered me. You know, when you see a baby, and I mean, perhaps some of you folks have done this, but when they say, oh, you know, you go, oh, hi, how old's your child? They go, oh, well, he's 14 months and 36 weeks. It's like, okay. You can fit a year into 14 months, and there's a few months in 36 weeks, as far as I'm aware. But who knows? I mean, babies, they age at an own pace. One day they look newborn, the next they're 18, because they grow up so fast, and we love them so much, our children. Yes, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It's tender family moments time. Anyhow, let's get kicking off. Actually, the show did kick off. It kicked off with Pete Calandra's new single, Neptune Beach. It's a project started by him to separate his new music from his typical discography of film scores, ambient sounds, and new age music. Although... you know, saying that is a bit odd, because Neptune Beach, I think, encapsulates some of those. He definitely put those skills to use and then turned them into this kind of new contemporary jazz and reggae style. So it's good fun. Good fun with Pete Calandra, Neptune Beach. Definitely check that out on Spotify, iTunes, and all his other works as well. He's a very talented pianist and composer. Otherwise, what's new on the show? Everything, as usual, except for the oldies and the goldies and plenty of other things. We have Turboprop today. We have John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk playing together from the album Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane. Bob Newhart will be our comedian for this week, talking about some good fun. He'll be up in a little bit. And otherwise, we got plenty of other artists. Dizzy Gillespie. We have Ernesto Cervini. Joyride from their new album. We have a song. We'll talk about that a little later on, so stay tuned. It's a big day on the show. Once again, happy to be here. Happy that you're tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. Dizzy Gillespie up in a bit, but first, here is Roddy Elias with Draw Me a Circle on Indie 101.5.
How far can we?
115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you enjoyed those couple songs there. That was Draw Me a Circle with Roddy Elias. That was from his new album, Not This Room, which I think is phenomenal stuff. And that song, really powerful and very imaginative. You can really get your mind into the music there. Picture the artist and the singing, and it's very vivid. It's a very vivid song. And that's no different than when we transitioned into Kit Downs' Minus Monks, appropriately titled. It reminds me a lot of Solo Monk, that album that Thelonious Monk did, where it was just him. There's a lot of... It's so powerful, and the whole band really comes together and plays. The vibe, the groove of the music is really there in Minus Monks. And in the whole album, Vermilion, that's from Kit Downs' new album, Vermilion, which just released and was recorded back in June, May-June of 2021. And it's, you can tell they spent a lot of time working on it and just mastering everything, making sure it all sounded perfect, and that work really paid off. It's really great and powerful. I love that tune so much. I think it might be one of my favorites so far that we've heard, but there's been a lot of great music this year. That's all been, it has a similar theme of being inspired kind of by the COVID and, you know, being enclosed. It was something we saw a lot at the beginning of the pandemic, but I think in kind of the second year, people kind of got a grasp of how to live in this kind of new world. And then it really kind of matured. The style, the music, the sounds, the what artists are trying to say. It takes a little while. Sometimes we don't know what we're saying until we say it. And then we tell the same story again to someone different. And it's better. It gets better every time because we know what we're doing. And that's kind of how Kit Downs is. I mean, they're a talented group. Everyone there knows what they're doing. And they know how to work together. And it's just, it shows, and it does have Kit Downs, he's doing piano, of course, and then Peter Eld on double bass and James Madryn on the drums, and that is Vermilion, also just released, so go ahead, check that out on all your kind of music platforms, and I really love, there are contributions from everyone. Kit Downs has a few songs, and then they play Castles Made of Sand is also on the album, but that's by Jimi Hendrix, of course. Another great one. Maybe stick around. We might put that one on the show next week. Definitely want to highlight some of these new releases. That's what we're doing here. And the Minus Monk sound, I just can't get over it. There's this little, there's a few bars in the beginning that reminds me of church. I don't know what it is. It, like when you would walk in and the organist would kind of be practicing, I guess. But it's a great ambient, but really full sound. So, great song. And that's no different than with the new tune coming up. Well, not a new tune, but the next song is by Turboprop called Granada Bus. It was released, I believe, a couple years ago on the Rev album by Turboprop. And it was really a great song and a great time for Turboprop as well. I know I've talked to Ernesto Cervini about it, and he always says how he just loved getting to jam out with all the boys there. Tara Davidson, Joel Fram, William Karn, Andrean Ferrugia, Dan Loomis, and of course Ernesto Cervini. And he always said how although he's a band leader, Turboprop feels like a collective, and that was just due to the passion and commitment and love that all those artists were bringing to their own performances. And you can really feel that, I think, on Granada Bus. It's got a good vibe, a good color, and it really pops and swerves, and I hope you enjoy. So coming up is Turboprop with Granada Bus here on Indie 101.5. Thank you. Indy 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, both together in the same spot with Functional. I would say that that album is universally regarded as one of the greatest collaborations between the two most influential musicians in modern jazz at the time, and part of that is because both of them allowed their distinct styles to come to fruition. They get to play their way, and it just works together. They know how to play with each other, but in their own way. They're not accommodating each other, which is what makes it stand out. These were from the Jazzland sessions from Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, and while the mastery of the principles is beyond reach, credit needs to be given to the bassist, Wilbur Ware, who also worked with them on the album. He was an anchor for the album, for their music that they played. The dates here also sport a variety in drummerless trio, quartet, septet, and solo piano settings, and they all emphasize the compelling and quirky compositions of Monk. The album features not only Functional, but Nutty, Ruby My Dear, Trinkle Tinkle, Off Minor, and Epistrophe. They're all jazz standards, and they reinvent them in the wonderful way. Functional is flavored with blues, stride, and boogie-woogie, which is why I thought it stood out so well and would be a nice compliment to the show today. The album will always be an essential point in jazz, standing proudly among unearthed live sessions from Monk and Coltrane. It's a pivotal point during their most significant years, and during some of the most significant years of jazz music altogether, really at its height in those late 50s, where it was no longer necessarily just popular music, but its own developed style. And there's another artist who also has his own developed style, that is Bob Newhart, this week's comedian for the show. I decided to do a bit of a throwback with Bob Newhart. This is him on one of the major shows in the 70s, just doing a bit. He came to pretty quick prominence in 1960 when his albums of monologues became bestsellers, and The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart actually reached number one on the Billboard pop chart way back in the day, and it's the 20th best-selling comedy album in history of all time. That's pretty incredible, especially, you know, 50 years, 60 years later. And of course, you may know him from the show, The Bob Newhart Show, in the 70s, and then another hit show, Newhart, in the 80s. And recently, he's been slow, but he's continued to tour in Vegas outside of the COVID restrictions and situation, and doing his shows there. So he's kept up to date, he's kept active, and he's still as quick and smart as ever. So this is Bob Newhart talking about air traffic controllers on Indy 115.
Thank you, Tommy and Dick. There are more planes in the air today than ever before in the history of aviation, and our airports are overcrowded, and it's just about impossible to control all of that air traffic. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in an airport control tower, but at every busy airport, there's one guy, and his job is to keep track of everything, and he is called the traffic control officer. He has a radar screen in front of him, and he wears a headset like this. Oh, okay, all right, United 209. Yeah, we have radar contact. You're looking very good. Pan American 715. You haven't seen United 209 up there anywhere, have you? It's a big plane. It's one of those four-engine jobs. It's got United on the side. You can't miss it. Well, if you see him, would you tell him to call in? Yeah, 715, we're pretty jammed up here. I'm going to have to put you in the holding pattern. How's your visibility? Yeah, look off to your left about 3 miles over San Bernardino. Yeah, do you see all the planes? Yeah, just take a place anywhere there. You can find some. We'll call you back as soon as we have an opening.
No, don't call us. We'll call you. Okay, you guys on the ground, who wants to go up? Wait a minute. Not all at once, guys. Which one of you guys has ever been up before? Which one of the two of you has an open runway in front of him? Brand of 26. Okay, straight up, you pull up at the ocean, turn right again, and then straight ahead to Salt Lake City. Now, you can't miss it. It's got a big tabernacle. 7:15, I got to have an unidentified blip here. Yeah. Blip? Yeah, listen, could you identify yourself? A Piper Cub. This is International Airport. We're sort of busy, you know. Why don't you try one of the local fields? Because your wife is meeting you here. Huh? Where are you exactly, Piper? The Texaco station at Hollywood and Western. All right, straight out the door and look to your right. You see the big hamburger sign? Yeah, take off over that. Now, you can't miss us. We're the first international airport on your right. Yeah, we'll leave the lights on. Don't worry. Miami 209, yeah, you're a little off course. Could you speak a little slower? Who is this, anyway? No. Just a passenger. Huh? Could you let me speak to someone in charge? You are. Where's the pilot? How about the stewardess? They are. Huh? You ever landed a big plane like this before? No, it's easy. You just disengage your automatic pilot. It's a lever over your head to the right. Not all the way to the right. You already pulled it. I don't know how to tell you this. You just emptied the washrooms. Piper, could you hold on? I have an emergency call. Yeah, Pan Am, what is it? Yeah, that was 209 from Miami. He's a new boy. It won't happen again, I guarantee it. Right in the fan jet, huh? How about your wipers? Are they still working? Why don't you just tell the passengers it was a giant eagle? I think okay, 209, I'm going to talk you down. You see the little Piper Cub in front of you? Yeah, just follow the little fella on down. Yeah, Piper? Look, I don't want you to get excited, but as soon as you touch down, you keep moving, right? And promise me one thing. Don't look behind you, okay? Okay, guys, you can take it from here. I'm going on my lunch break. Bye.
Indy 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Bob Newhart from a classic comedy special way back in the day, talking about air traffic controllers, great observational comedy, and that was followed by great jazz band bebop work with Dizzy Gillespie, sorry, with Lover Come Back to Me from his band way back, even before Bob Newhart there, and that was followed by Plight of the Bumblebee from Joyride and their new album. It's a great spin on a classic tune. It's, I think, a classical piece of music that we all know. We've all heard it before, Flight of the Bumblebee, and they do what any good jazz musician does, and they spin it on its head, kick it in its pants, and turn it into something completely new, fresh, and fun, while still, you know, reminding me or reminding you, and me, of course, of where that inspiration came from. A great song from their new album, Joyride. Check it out on Spotify and all the usual spots. Other than that, that's pretty much the show for this week. I want to thank you very, very much for tuning in. If you want to stay in touch, you can always check out our social medias. Instagram is johnny.athensentertainment. We always keep updates and sometimes we'll post promos for the show or little leftover bits of interviews on there. And then we also have our Facebook page, Johnny Athens Entertainment. Be sure to give that page a like. That is how you get the updates. If you like the page, it'll show up on your feed. And same thing goes. We just post a couple updates, things about the show, whatever you need to know, interesting things from the news we might find. Other than that, I thank you very much for listening. I hope you've had a wonderful week. It's March. Spring is coming. It's around the corner. I can begin to feel it in the air. This is the part where I get to enjoy it before my allergies kick in. I'm sure the same goes for perhaps a couple of you. So just enjoy it. Take it easy. It's a new year still. It still feels fresh. Sometimes I look at the calendar, I forget it's 2022. So just enjoy yourself. Take it easy. You deserve it. And otherwise, thank you so much for listening. And to those who didn't tune in, well, it's the thought that counts. And to close out tonight's show, we have Sonny Rollins Quartet from Saxophone Colossus playing Strode Road here on Indy 101.5. Take care and good night. We'll be right back.
Unseen by most,